844-438-4550 or visit them online at mortgageloan.com.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Hour number three of a Tuesday show. I'll tell you about Granger Nissan of Anderson. Granger Nissan, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Hey, their lines are amazing. I'm online right now, and there's some specials. I don't quote special prices because those change on a daily basis, and I hate for someone going out tomorrow and saying, well, yesterday's show, Mickey said this price. But I will tell you to, I encourage you to go by their website and see these fantastic specials. So our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, you know, when we made a choice, safety was a big factor. We drove through a bad storm last night coming home, and I just wanted to feel safe about that and about Drake and getting in the car and all this kind of stuff. We had a choice, and Damon Granger was great to us. We'll go back again, I can tell you that. The next car, next vehicle we purchase, they'll certainly be a big part of what we do there. You'll be a short drive from Greenville for a lifetime powertrain warranty. That's worth it. No matter where you hear my voice right now, I mean, that's worth a short drive over and get that, put that risk to bed, put that thought to bed with lifetime powertrain warranty on new vehicles there. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson, and Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. To our guest lines where Tony Morrell joins us from thebigspur.com. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. I'll start out with the Zaire Patterson defensive end out of Winston-Salem area. We'll announce tonight. We're thinking it's either Clemson or South Carolina, maybe a little more Clemson talk than South Carolina talk. What are your latest thoughts about him and 5 o'clock and maybe the Gamecocks' chances heading to the final day before he announces tonight?
Yeah, it looks like that one's going to be Clemson based on everything we have to go on right now. Yeah, I think there was a time earlier in the process where South Carolina was in pretty good shape with him. He's been to South Carolina more than any other school, but you know, once Clemson turned up the heat on him, I think they were able to had a little bit more to sell, obviously, than South Carolina right now in terms of recent success and future of the program and those type things. And looks like he's going to choose Clemson.
Rest of the defensive end board then for the Gamecocks, where are the Gamecocks positioned if he does go to Clemson as far as how many more numbers and also maybe some of those other names to watch?
Yeah, I think they, you know, combining their buck and defensive end, they'd like to take at least two, you know, maybe three depending on who they can get in this class. They're still heavily involved with Justice Boone, the defensive end from Sumter who's committed to Florida. I think once things open up, he'll take some visits to South Carolina and probably attend some games this season. And I think he'll, at least as things stand today, I think he'll end up taking an official visit to South Carolina. They're still involved with Elijah Davis for Wagner Sally, a player who I think has some work to do academically, but if he ends up making it, could be a guy they take. Some other guys from out of state, Zion Reeves, George Wilson, Javari Ritzy, Christian Zachary. I mean, they've got a number of guys on their board. I think they'll be able to meet their needs. And I think they're, you know, I wrote on the site this morning an article that I put out that I think, you know, South Carolina is better positioned to withstand losing a guy like Patterson now than they were earlier in Will Muschamp's tenure. You know, I think they've got a good combination of upperclassmen and young guys on their defensive line and have done a good job of building what was a pretty thin group when Muschamp arrived at South Carolina. So certainly Patterson's a really good player and a guy they wanted, but I think they'll be able to meet their needs elsewhere with some other guys if they have the kind of season they need to have as a staff and as a program.
Tony, the latest as far as dates and plans, getting players in and training and all. What's the SEC? What's Ray Tanner? I know he's met with the media a bunch here in the since we last talked. What's the latest as far as dates go?
Looks like June 8th is going to be the day that players at SEC schools are allowed to report. You know, initially they'd said, I guess the NCAA initially said just basketball and football, and now they've opened it up to all sports. So looks like a lot of athletes will be returning on June 8th. And then they're, you know, of course, will have to undergo testing for the virus and you know, meet a lot of criteria before they're able to start using the facilities. And then once they've been cleared, they'll, you know, have to undergo testing periodically, and a lot of safety measures have been put into place to try to protect the athletes as much as they can and not have it spread throughout a particular team and or position group or whatever the case may be. So it's going to be interesting times to see how this is managed, not only at South Carolina and Clemson, but, you know, across the SEC and ACC in the country, and see what ends up happening from an attendance standpoint. And things seem to be on a pretty good track right now, but obviously if there's a second wave of the virus or spikes start popping up around the country, that could change the equation. But I think at least as of today, things are looking about as favorable as you could expect, considering where we were, you know, a month or so ago.
All right. He's also talked about attendance. You brought it up. We've talked about it in the last segment because it does appear pretty encouraging for the most part. What has Ray Tanner said, and what are you hearing also about attendance?
You know, it's still a question that nobody has given me a good answer to in terms of how it would be managed logistically. And, you know, they've talked about a staggered scenario where, you know, start at 20% capacity and then increase as each home game, as the season goes on, with each home game, assuming things are still under control in terms of the virus spreading. You know, there's been talk of at least encouraging mask use, potentially taking temperature, which, again, I don't know how in the world they would do that as people are entering the stadium unless it's a very small crowd. So I just don't know how it's going to be managed logistically, and I don't know how you're going to handle season tickets. If you have people buying season tickets and then they can't use them, I don't see how that makes a whole lot of sense. So, I wish I had a good answer for you and for the listeners. I really don't, because it just seems to me like it's going to be a nightmare for these colleges to manage and end up upsetting a lot of their bigger boosters. So we'll see how it plays out. But I don't have a good answer for you, unfortunately.
Do we know about a date? I mean, these decisions aren't made right now, and the world can look different. Do you think, as far as making a decision and announcing a decision, any your gut tells you about when Gamecock fans will know about what attendance could look like?
Well, I think all of the schools want to delay it as long as possible because they want to have as much data as they can to go on to make the decision that makes the most sense from a safety standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint. And there's obviously a balance there that the schools have to walk. I would think with, season ticket prices or deadline being in August when tickets have to be paid for, I would think you know, people are going to want to know whether they're going to be able to use their tickets before they pay for them. So I would think sometime in July we'd have a much better feel for it. And then people can make a more informed decision when it comes time to actually pay their bill and figure out what makes the most sense for them and what makes the most sense for the Gamecock Club and IPTA and all these other schools. So, that's just my feel on it. I don't have a great feel for it just in terms of specific information because of how tough it's been to come by, but, because I don't think anybody knows for sure right now. It's not that people aren't talking. I don't think they know because the schools just want to wait until they have as much information as they can before they make decisions.
Tony Morell's our guest, thebigspur.com. The running back, the junior college running back, is he the academic, the only academic, and if he is or if not, catch us up on academics and maybe where he stands also.
Yeah, Zaquandre White's the only guy I know of who is able to report when, assuming the newcomers are able to report here in early June. It looks like there could be one or two others who go into the second session of summer school, but White's going to be a guy who probably doesn't arrive until July at the earliest. August more likely. I think he could be a guy like, I think Keyshawn Nixon a few years ago was a guy who arrived in August and could be a similar scenario with White. He's just finishing up his work that's required of him because he has to earn his degree there in junior college after only playing there a year. So he's still playing some catch up from where he was when he arrived in junior college. But they're hopeful he'll make it and will be able to arrive in July or August. And then, of course, I think, you know, what kind of impact he ultimately makes this season will come down to how quickly he can pick up the offense and how quickly he can adjust. He's, you know, does have the advantage of not being your typical junior college guy, and that he's been at Florida State. He knows, you know, what to expect when he arrives at South Carolina and what's going to be expected of him. But he still has to learn a new offense under Mike Bobo and you get to the point where he's ready mentally to be a guy the coaches feel like they can count on to put on the field.
All right, as far as injuries, we talked about that a little bit with you now, or going into it. Anybody that they've been, having complaints, like Clemson had a kid, or it has the wide receiver is going to have, Justin Ross is going to have surgery. Anything with the Gamecocks as far as health is concerned?
So far, everything that's come out has been positive. You know, the guys like Nick Muse and Colin Hill and some of the players who had torn ACL and had ACL surgery, they seem to be either on or ahead of schedule. Some of those guys have put out video on social media where they look really good. Well, Muschamp's commented on some of them when he's met with the media, and it seems like everyone is either on track or ahead of schedule, and they feel like they're going to be a pretty healthy team going into fall practice, which would obviously be a positive. And, you know, with a new strength and conditioning coach and staff, you know, I know they felt like they were making a lot of progress with the team and through winter workouts and into spring practice, and those guys were really frustrated when they lost the ability to work with the team in the off season. But, you know, I think in a lot of ways, this college football season is going to be impacted by injuries and you know, which players are doing the best job of working out on their own, and you know, do you have a bunch of guys who show up out of shape, or do you have a bunch of guys who have been doing what they needed to do individually and look good when they report again? So if you have a team that already is at a talent disadvantage and they're playing catch up the entire summer trying to get their team back into shape, I think it's going to be tough for a team like that to win a lot of football games, particularly if they play a tough schedule like South Carolina does. So it's going to be interesting to see what the team looks like and how well they can avoid injury this season, because it's something that has impacted their team so much so far in the Will Muschamp era, and they need to get that trend going in the other direction. I mean, you're always going to have some injuries, but when you have the number they've had the last few years, it makes it tough to compete at the level you want to.
With that said, are the Gamecocks in better, you know, more depth now to handle it in case you do have injuries in 2020?
I think they are at some positions. You know, there's still some where they're thin. You know, still a lot of questions, obviously, at wide receiver. They've got a lot of bodies there, but not a lot of proven players. So it's going to be interesting to see what Joe Cox can do with that group once he starts working with them. You know, he's, taken over for Brian McClendon, and it's going to be interesting to see what that position does and what kind of production they can get and which young players can really step forward and step in the shoes like somebody like Brian Edwards, who left as the school's all-time leading receiver. They need a go-to guy to emerge on the outside, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But I think the line of scrimmage, they're better suited to handle injuries. You know, linebacker, they're still thin, and they're still thin at some spots in the secondary, particularly at safety. So I think it's a little bit of both. They're better positioned than they were a couple of years ago, but it's still something that would be of concern if they started having injuries at certain positions, or if they have, you know, like this virus, if you have a scenario where it affects an entire meeting room and you end up having a spread through one position, if it's the wrong one, I think that could really hurt South Carolina. So, you know, they're working to fix it through recruiting, but it's not something that can be done overnight in terms of building depth, at least quality depth, and guys that you know you can count on.
All right, tell us about thebigspur.com. Things were inching closer, and we're getting very close to that June 8th date. I know you guys have covered that and so many things to get into. How can fans subscribe?
Yeah, just go to thebigspur.com. It's a very simple sign-up process, and we've put out a lot of content during this quarantine time and are really itching for things to open up. We can have some concrete things to cover, and we're certainly looking forward to that June 8th date arriving, and I know all the fans are too, and looking forward to getting college football back in our lives. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
No doubt. Appreciate it again, buddy. Have a great, safe week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Vicky.
All right, there's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. Harbin Lumber says every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. So if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, you know what I'm talking about. It's the best in the business. Full service lumber yard, meaning that you're going to absolutely enjoy every single advantage by using them. Imagine that. Great products, great prices, on time, in full, every time. What more could you ask for? They're going to team with you, make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. That's how you do it for 105 years of treating people right. It's HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Zaire Patterson decision tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll tell you who he is and what that decision comes down to. Also, look at some other news. What's the NBA doing? What's Major League Baseball doing? What are their plans and how that comes about? And love to hear from you in the final 30 minutes of the show. Much more with John Hite and Mickey Plotter right after this.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymale.com.
During May, there are many reasons to celebrate. Graduations, Mother's Day, the unofficial start to summer. But nothing is more important than recognizing the ultimate sacrifice brave men and women have made to defend our freedoms and keep democracy alive and well. May is National Military Appreciation Month. Easley Lawn and Garden and Parham Smith and Archinol remind us that the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard have protected this great nation for hundreds of years. Take time this month to pay tribute to all of our military, past and present, who've sacrificed so that we may all remain free. They have gone above and beyond in their roles as servicemen and women. We honor them in May during National Military Appreciation Month. Remember them now and always. Brought to you by Easley Lawn and Garden, locally owned and operated by a veteran, and Parham Smith and Archinol, a medical malpractice law firm.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I feel terrible, John, about Saturday. I was supposed to head down to Katichi and just not play, just go down to see Greg and the guys and have some dinner. And they had the lake house rented for the weekend there. And man, the whole weekend was set up. I didn't feel great. I was tired. I was needed to recover from playing golf earlier that day, whatever. And I got on the couch, and an 800-pound man came and laid on top of me. I just couldn't get up.
That's always how it happens, right?
That
son of a gun just comes out of the closet and just sits right down.
But I am heading down, and you are heading down with me. So now as we're opening back up and getting things back normal, back in the studio and all that stuff, we need to head down this way. They were slammed over the weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know yesterday, because of the rain yesterday, they had them in there, but not like they had the first few days. And, man, they're just great. And the food, I got some great food reviews for some buddies that went down about 2 weeks ago. And so head down that way. For corporate memberships, for individual memberships, out of town like stuff like that they do, for great meeting places. I tell you, it's a great place to conduct business. They have some meeting rooms there. They have some cottages there and some houses you can stay in there. And man, it's a great place to do business and to do business on the golf course with the food and everything too. So a little corporate retreat coming up. You're trying to maybe a fall corporate retreat, maybe coming in for a Georgia football game or a Clemson football game. They're gonna let you in the stadium, I hope. Think about that. Think about our great friends over at Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia. CATECHEE.com. 654 Roar. Roger is in the electric city of Anderson. Roger, thanks for hanging on, friend. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Missy. I hope you are too. I want to talk about that golf event Sunday, if I could.
Sure.
I'm telling you, Mickey, that was the best sporting event I've seen since the Super Bowl. And to be quite honest, it was better than the Super Bowl. You had two quarterback legends and one real golf legend and another Hall of Fame golfer. I've never been a Phil fan, but the entire event, except for the early audio of it, was so well done. You got to give major props to these guys for giving America something to watch and making it a very – it wasn't super competitive, but you could tell on the back nine, they started getting into it. I remember they made Peyton take a short putt on one of the back nine holes that he missed, and that sort of gave him life. The Brady shot, well, he didn't play good at all, but he had a birdie off a long second shot or a third shot, and then he had that long putt that got him within a stroke. Otherwise, he didn't play all that good, but, you know, he didn't have as much time to play golf as the other guys. I thought, you know, but the fact that he was spraying it all around and doing all that, people can relate to that. That was about as relatable as I've ever seen Tom Brady. Peyton Manning was tremendous. Peyton Manning played very, very well. I mean, he was very accurate in his approaches, and really his approach on 18 sort of saved it from going to a playoff. But Tiger was good on the drive. Phil was good on the mic, and he played pretty good. I just thought overall, Mickey, it was fantastic. I think golf is showing baseball, especially, you need to get out there and give people something to watch and just put something out there. And there was nothing negative. I mean, I can't think of anything but positive things that came out of that four-man match. I know you sort of felt that way, but I just thought it was a grand slam, man, all the way around.
Totally agree. 5.8 million people watched it. The biggest golf, cable golf that we've ever seen. Justin Thomas was great on the Rover Reporter. Charles Barkley was great. I thought Immelman did a good job on the golf part of it. The mic'd up players did a great job. It was personalities. It was flair. Yeah. It was, there's enough jabbing. It wasn't, they didn't go overboard with the needling of each other, but they did of it. And the personalities showed, and it was much better than the previous weeks with Dustin Johnson and those guys. It was a winner, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, DJ, I think the guys being older, I think Tiger in his late 40s, Phil's in his 50s, I think that makes them more, you know, I don't know, you know, you get younger guys out there and people are just interested in seeing the name brands out there. But I love watching them just driving around, man. The talk while they were driving, they were texting and driving the golf carts, they were looking around. I mean, I tell you, man, production-wise and quality of play-wise, you know, I know the quality of play was on Brady's part wasn't great, but, you know, he did good enough to keep him in it.
Yeah, it got better. The back nine, I thought he played pretty well. He was nervous on the front nine. He played better on the back nine. And it's crazy that a guy that's played in how many Super Bowls? The guy that's played that many was nervous?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine Super Bowls. He was nervous. He was nervous because he's in an unknown. He's in the deep water with two Hall of Fame golfers, and his main competitor is the quarterback for so many years. But he played better on the back nine. And like I said, you know, just watching him driving around and talking and needling each other on the course. Him and I mean, this will be the equivalent, Mickey, of Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Roger Staubach, and Terry Bradshaw. I mean, this is special stuff, man. You could repeat those four guys, but I couldn't think of another four people, sports figures that you could get out there who were good golfers and also Hall of Fame golfers that you could combine and do it any better. But, man, I would love to see him do it again, but this time was, I think it was special. And like I said, I think this really shows that the American people are hungry for something to watch and maybe nothing will be this good, but these other sports need to start stepping up and getting players out there and putting something on TV to take people's minds off this whole situation. I just think golf and NASCAR have put it out there that we're there for the American people and we're going to do something to help get through this problem. You know, sort of like a first responders to TV sports. And I think you couldn't have asked for a better TV event on Sunday.
I agree. Great. Totally agree, Roger. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. 100% agree. The World Series drew 11.6 million people that watched it.
Mm-hmm.
That exhibition in golf had 5.8. I mean,
that's crazy.
It really is. And so what we're seeing is that baseball is missing a grand opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know why basketball, why are we, and basketball's ahead, it looks like, and they're going to Disney, it looks like. But what are we waiting on? Let's go. I mean, the numbers are dwindling. We've got testing available, more readily available. The most of the players act like they want to play. Now, Major League Baseball is dropping the ball because several of their players are talking about salaries. And you see what Chipper Jones says. You see what Tom Glavine and those guys are saying. Like, you know, shut your pie hole and go play baseball. America needs you right now.
Right.
Sports fans were starved for it. And it showed with 5.8 million people watching it. Sports fans were starved where, watch the Last Dance, it was about 5.6 million averaged over the 10 episodes of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where NASCAR ratings, I think, have been pretty good so far. We're starved for it, and there's a void out there in baseball and basketball. What are you doing? Now, baseball and basketball are different than NASCAR and golf. We've talked about this since March the 13th. But still, there's a market for you. And you need to have plans in place, and you need to get the thing going, man. Get the thing going.
I mean, I'm at the point right now with the NBA that we're about to enter June, where would I like to see it? Yeah. But I'm also okay with it due to the calendar. If they want to, you know, try to start on time, whatever. I understand if basketball doesn't come back. Dude, just do it where the calendar falls. But for baseball, come on. Let's go.
For basketball, come back with just a playoff or something.
Give me a playoff. Give me a tournament. You know, give me something.
Something.
Something to put a bow on the season.
And still, you've got between now and the end of August where you don't compete with football.
Yep.
The PGA Tour figured it out. don't compete with football. This year they will because they moved the majors back and the Ryder Cup back.
Yeah.
NASCAR figured it out. Don't compete with football. Don't try. You're not going to win that.
Right.
So is there any football right now?
No.
Then play baseball and basketball. Get the thing going. We need it. We love it. We got to have it. And you've got personalities, man. Learn something what you saw on Sunday. I need Mike Trout, Aaron Judge. I need Clayton Kershaw. I need these people out in front of the cameras, mic'd up. I need the access to them. I need the Instagrams and the Twitters of what all's going on in the game and lineup card exchanges and first base, base runner, first base conversations and umpire conversations. I need personalities out there. I mean, baseball announcing is bad in a lot of places. So give me some Bob Uecker, you know? Give me some John Kruk. Give me some personalities.
Absolutely.
That make the thing more intriguing.
100% agree with you.
Put Pat McAfee in there. Just talk baseball. Whatever. John Madden. Bring him back for baseball.
Just put Frank Caliendo in the booth and let him, you know, perform 40 different impressions in the booth.
Something. Stevie from Simpsonville asked a great question. Who would you want to see in the match three?
Ooh. Do you go back to football? Do you try another sport? Do you? I mean, I think they hit a home run with Brady and Manning.
Yeah.
Who do you go get now to one up that?
I think you go. You really want to get into it?
See, he asked the question. I didn't ask the question.
I think you go Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson teams.
Mm-hmm. I think you keep Tiger and Phil in there.
Right. I think you go the CNN Cuomo guy versus Sean Hannity. Or Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Really get politics in there. Really split America.
They won't even be able to make it to the turn. They're going to start using putters as weapons out there.
I think it needs to be Fauci and Tiger versus Phil.
You know what? Let's just put Trump and Pelosi on the course and just let them go for it, you know? Just get a lot of people who see eye to eye and put them on the golf course.
Texas said Chuck and Shaq. Man, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't need to see Charles Barkley play 18 holes of golf.
Did you see his hole that he played?
No, I did not.
After the round was over, they showed earlier in the day he played. All he had to do was bogey the 18th hole for like $300,000. A birdie would be like $500,000. A par would be like $400,000. A bogey would be $300,000. Double bogey.
Mm.
And the drive was like awful.
Now, does he still have the pause hitch in his when his swing when he's coming
with the driver,
down?
He does.
Really?
It's not good. It's just not good. He needs to just hit irons off the tee and just go on about his business. Texas said Jordan and Steph Curry. So let's go Jordan, Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. I'm into it. You need to have a little bit of golf, like single digit golf. And both those guys are single digit enough. Like, you don't need 25 handicappers because you can, you know, get it done that way. Hey, let's go, my buddy Kyle checking in. Kyle, how you doing, my friend? What are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Are you in the area or are you back up in Jersey?
No, I'm in Jersey. I'm actually headed to the dentist this morning. They've opened up a few things up here finally.
Boy, oh boy. I heard the dentists are in bad moods. It's root canals for half price this morning, man. Go in and get drilled on this
easy,
morning.
Easy.
Hey, catch me up with Jersey. With Jersey. How was you guys went through a very, very rough time. Maybe not where you guys were. How's it locally in your part of Jersey?
Locally we were actually fine. We're up in North Jersey and kinda out away from the cities. We did have probably that was on national news. Andover Nursing Home probably had 80% of the fatalities up here. So that was striking. But for the most part, we've done very well up here. And I've been working remotely for about 8 weeks. So we're kind of, you know, staying quarantined. I think, as you know, Sam is coming to Clemson in the fall. I wanted to see if you're going to have that football going or not.
Well, here's what I'm telling you. They are going to play football. By the way, I saw the great news on Sam. Your other sons did a great job of recruiting him. So that's great news. But yep. We're going to play football. Now, will we see full fans in from September, October, November? Don't know yet. Will we see full fans in October and just November without September yet? We don't know. I'm thinking that's going to be an August date. But we went over to earlier, Kyle, and thinking the state of South Carolina looks really good in July, actually. We look like we're clearing out this thing in July here as far as a couple of models go. So, you know, as the meds get better, as the social distancing, the herd immunity gets better, as the curve gets flattened down, and, you know, I say leave it up to the individuals. We'll see. But I'm more encouraged about it. Now, I'm an optimist, but I'm more encouraged about it. I think we're going to have fans in the stands.
Good. Yeah. Well, my first flight is, around the 24th or 26th of September, so I'm hoping something happens by then. But
Man, would it be a shame if you didn't get to do it? But no, we're going to be fine. Hey, when's Sam coming down, by the way?
I don't know if he has the final date. He's actually trying out for the Tiger Band.
Awesome.
So he'll be in a week earlier, I don't know, 12th of August or something like that. So
awesome.
That would be pretty cool for that to work out.
Well, as you know, man, we've got a full force of people who can look out for him and take care of him and help feed him and help change flat tires and help him go get cold medicine in case he gets anything down here, too. So we'll take care of him.
I have no doubt. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Hey, man, always good to hear from you. Tell all the other boys and tell everybody we said hello.
All right, you guys stay safe.
All right, buddy. That's Kyle Orr. That's Zach's dad. Good guy, man. Good great Clemson guy right there.
Oh, yeah.
Now. No doubt about that. Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Let Tim Worley come and give you a no-obligation phone call. You're going to love it. He can help you out with an estimate, show you the 8 designer colors to choose from. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Think about our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. My garage, I missed the garage this morning. I passed through it. Last night, Drake got home from a few days at his grandparents, and when he did, we went straight to the garage. And it was fantastic. Matter of fact, John, he liked this. He walked straight up to the radio equipment, which I have out there.
Yeah.
And he's like, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. That's what he tells you.
I'm saying we're missing a little something this morning without Dre coming on the program.
I know. So hopefully we'll get him back on the show. We'll be in Studio G tomorrow, but looking forward to that. But think about it. Think about just a no-obligation deal. Like, maybe you don't even know what your garage floor could look like. Let him show you what it could look like. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. No-obligation phone call. 404-815-8864. 404-8158. There's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Final segment, Zaire Patterson news and notes right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to IDARE-ME.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to IDARE-ME.com. I dare you.
Metal Depot's formerly Metal Building Supply would like to remind you that during this time of change and new normal, we're still here to help and serve. Metal Depot's is your leading supplier of metal buildings along with roof and wall components with superior quality and competitive prices. Call or stop by to speak to one of our material specialists at 864-295-0506. We are located at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Growing your account at Founders Federal Credit Union has never been easier. Founders Online gives you the option to pay your loans, pay your credit cards, even pay your bills, all from the comfort of your home. Visit foundersfcu.com to enroll your account today. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's relaxjoinfounders.com for membership information and more. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
If you like pina coladas, get
going. Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
You like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Even in these challenging times, Parham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is still accessible during regular business hours. Call and they can arrange video conferencing to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold, call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com. That's parhamlaw.com.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. A good friend of mine recently refinanced his home, and they talked about one of the things they did was they went from a 30-year, and he was actually, 26, I don't know what it was, but he got down to 15. And it really, it really was a nice deal for him and his family. So it is something to consider. You know, refinancing, there's a thing that the market tell you, looked at mine in that, you know, anything above like 4%, depending on where it looks, I don't tell you the exact rate. Just think about wherever you are right now and, you know, wherever you're headed, with your finances, let them take a peek. Maybe it's the best thing for you to do. Maybe it's not. And they'll be upfront and honest with you about it. So maybe that is the case. Get in touch, free out, no obligation phone call. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Want to tell you that Zaire Patterson, defensive end, Winston-Salem Prep in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is going to commit tonight to either Clemson or South Carolina. By all indications, it's going to be Clemson. And 247, that's who has him the highest. He's number 99 overall in 247. He is a four-star recruit in 247. The number 8 defensive end in the country and the number 6 player in North Carolina. Rivals has him as a 3-star and the number 33 defensive end and number 29 player in North Carolina. And ESPN has him at number 266 overall and the 29 defensive end and the 18th player in North Carolina. So a little variety there. A ceiling guy, a guy that's a 6'6". I think Paul Strela wrote the other day, he's up to 230 now, but a guy that's going to be a projection guy a little bit. Not a Miles Murphy right off the bat, in other words. Not Brian Brassier, Miles Murphy, not the 5-star. But I think you'll see him eventually a 4-star across the board. ESPN's 4-star, 247's 4-star, Rivals is 3-star right now. But I think you'll see him as a top 250 kind of player who kind of fits in. If you're thinking about it, if it is Clemson and thinking about where he fits athletically, again, I don't think you'll see I don't think you'll see him taking snaps from Miles Murphy in the future. you know, he's not Xavier Thomas. He's not KJ Henry, I don't think. I think a Justin Mascol, a developmental like the Williams kid over there, and Denhoff's kind of the same way, kind of a four-star developmental thing. Still recruiting probably one more oversigned candidate. There's a couple of guys to think about as far as that oversigned candidate is concerned. Obviously, Corey Foreman, the former commitment, would be one out of Corona, California. Monkel Goodwin is a top 30 player from Washington, D.C. area that Clemson's heavily involved with right now, as well as Dallas Turner from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's a four-star, top 100, 150 kind of player. Those are the three oversigns. They don't have to sign anybody at defensive end. But looking at that, you could see that. Also, Brissett is a guy who can play inside or outside. And, kind of seeing what that looks like. And in the three-man fronts, I think you'll see Brissett more of defensive end. And, again, versatility, kind of a Christian Wilkins kind of a guy playing. Remember, Christian played outside a couple of those years as well. What it also means to recruiting is that an oversign at defensive end after Patterson, if it is Clemson tonight at 5 o'clock on social media, by the way, you can follow that. That means they'd be done at quarterback with Bubba Chandler, done at running back with Moffa and Shipley, probably one more wide receiver with Troy Stilato committing to Clemson, maybe over Ohio State, maybe in June sometime, maybe an oversign at wide receiver, done at tight end with Brenningstuhl, two offensive linemen right now in Lithicum and Tate, probably two more with Rucci, Lee, and Pennington being the top three in that category right now. Again, the oversign maybe at defensive end. One more defensive tackle. That might be Peyton Page from Greensboro, North Carolina. Done at linebacker with Trotter and Carter, two top 100 players. One more corner. You got Jordan Hancock already. Maybe Nylon Green with the other corner. And then a safety or two, Andrew Mukaba from Austin, Texas, Corey Collier from Miami, Florida, maybe a James Wilson from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But for the most part, the class is just wrapped up. In summary, one more wideout, two more offensive linemen, a defensive tackle, a safety, a corner. That's seven more. Maybe an oversign at safety, wide receiver, defensive end. Would be your, total.
Any specialists?
No, don't think you'll see a specialist in this class. No, you say that. Signed one last year that went soccer, but
right.
Who knows? So let's see here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Can they get up to 22? Dabo's talking about 18 right now. I think you're talking about 20 maybe. So 7 puts you at 19 and then an oversign at one of those other positions. We'll see. And currently, just to going into the announcement tonight, let me give you where the Tigers stand now, team ranking wise. In Rivals.com, Clemson is currently behind Ohio State and Tennessee. They're currently third in recruiting rankings there. So with 12 commitments, this will be the 13th one tonight, and we'll see what comes out of that. I'll get you 247 here in a second. I like this, John. And that Patterson is definitely an upside guy at 6'6", a little bit in that Cleveland Farrell kind of body and it filling out later. Farrell kind of came out in that body of needing some filling out, and he did a great job of that. But it's at a position because of Miles Murphy and because of maybe a Foreman or whoever else you might get there that you can take a guy that's an upside guy. It's not a guy who has to come in and play right away. Maybe a redshirt candidate. Maybe continue to get big and strong. If he's 230 now, you'd like for him to come in at, say, 240 and eventually play at 255, something like that, after a redshirt year. But it's a lot like the wide receivers they took in the last few classes there, that because of the top-end talent that's there, you don't – with KJ Henry coming back, with Miles Murphy – in his freshman season, that's a couple of five-stars that they don't have to come in and be the guy that you give Joey Batson, you give the nutritionist, you give, Lemanski Hall, you give the Brent Venables time to develop him. And on the upside of it, it's a 6'6 defensive end waiting to maybe be a twitchy, fast, speed rusher off the edge.
Absolutely.
Maybe. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of that.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt about that. Just a couple of quick notes before we finish things up. Great news. Patrick Ewing out of the hospital. He had COVID-19.
That's awesome.
And so that's good news that he is out. It looks like that the NBA is headed to Orlando. Remember, at first we thought Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're thinking Orlando.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The Wild World of Sports complex they have down there, it's massive, and they should be able to house all that.
Yeah, so that looks pretty good there for.
And you can go hang out in Magic Kingdom, between games.
Look, I tell you, I think you're going to see the Magic Kingdom opening up as well. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of things opening up, and does that mean there's some risk involved? Yeah, absolutely, it does.
Is that kind of the perk if you go down and you make the playoffs? Do you get like a fast pass into the parks and?
Whoever came up with the fast pass, what a great idea that was.
And like the further you advance, the more perks you get in the park.
What a great idea that was.
Free Mickey Mouse ice cream bars. And
What a great man. I love that. Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone every single day, as Brad and Allstate do. Again, giving back millions and millions of dollars back to their drivers as a result of not driving as much. CBS Sports has an article of dark horse Heisman candidates. I give you this because no one thought Joe Burrow or Kyler Murray would win the last two Heisman trophies. So these guys are still out there. Rondale Moore at plus 15,000 right now.
Love Rondale
Moore. Wide receiver of Purdue. If he's healthy, man, he might be the best player in the country.
One of them for sure.
Tanner Morgan, quarterback at Minnesota, at plus 12,500.
Hey.
I love this one. Ja'Marr Chase at plus 10,000. Here's a guy that, man, I got to tell you, if he gets any quarterback play at all, I don't think anybody can guard him. Now, a lot of pieces missing around him, but, man, Ja'Marr Chase is as good a wide receiver I've seen in college football in recent years.
And he's only going to get better with going against Stingley every day in practice.
That's right. Dylan McCaffrey. Quarterback at Michigan?
No quarterback at Michigan or Jim Harbaugh is going to win a Heisman Trophy.
I agree with you. I don't understand that one. And Keaton Slovis at Southern Cal at plus 4,000. So that's outside of Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. Those are kind of the dark horses that are kind of out there in college football right now. You like Slovis? You like Chase
of any
Gordon?
Of those, I'm taking Slovis just because of the air raid offense that Graham Harrell's going to run out there, and he's going to put up numbers.
Check on this one just really fast here. Let me check on what Slovis did last year. His completion percentage was 72%. Yards per attempt was 5.02. His on target percentage was he was on target 81.6% of the time. He had a really, really good year.
He did.
Through all that. So check on some of the stats here in a second. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, our Saturday replay series continues again this week with Clemson facing off against the Ohio State Buckeyes in the 2016 Fiesta Bowl. 31-0. Sean Watson puts on a masterful performance. Make sure to tune in Saturday morning, 10 a.m. right here on The Roar.
Fiesta! Fiesta! I had a dream about Tyler Davis last night.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I got to that, but I had a little dream about Tyler Davis saying, Fiesta!
I miss that young man.
All right, a couple things I'm going to wrap up. By the way, Eric Dune, EricDune.com. I told you I had lunch with Eric the other day, man. Things are going great for him and his company and man, they're rocking and rolling. They've got a big project coming up. I'll tell you about it later in the fall. But a lot of things going on. Shooters, hey, you're going to be coming back on campus. Think about it. Think about our friends at EricNewton.com. If you're looking for that great place to live right now, still signing up online at EricNewton.com or TigerProperties.com. Slovis last year, by the way, 282 of 392 for 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 9 picks. Not bad. Not bad considering it was JT Daniels' job before that. He was the third-team quarterback last year, so good stuff there. Also, just quickly, Jim Harbaugh did the cartwheel. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Linebacker commits, and Don Brown and Jim Harbaugh do cartwheels. not a pretty sight. His form's not very good. I'll show it to you afterwards.
He's no Creed Bratton doing the perfect cartwheel.
No, not even close with that. Let me thank our good friend Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com, for coming in with us. We certainly enjoyed that. John, great to be back, man. I'll obviously love to have you back for Memorial Day and be back here. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful